On today's show, sales in the American market fell last month, but the numbers are stronger than you might think. BMW uses new technology to make its line workers more productive, and a Chinese company develops a hybrid with a turbine range extender. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, we've got the latest sales numbers for the U.S. market, and there's some interesting developments out there. Automakers sold 1.3 million vehicles, a drop of 1% from the year before. The SAR reached 17.4 million, down from last year's 17.6 million. All that suggests the market is slowing down, but maybe not as much as it looks at first glance. Last December was a blowout month, and we know that pulled sales forward. So if we look at the last 3 months together, sales are actually up slightly. And in February, sales were up a strong 16% compared to January. Again, all this shows there's more strength in the market than just looking at February sales in isolation would suggest. The biggest winners last month were Mitsubishi, which shot up close to 40%. Audi had a great month, as did Jaguar, Land Rover, Volkswagen, and Subaru. Amazingly, only four companies posted a drop in sales. Kia led the way with sales down 14%. And here's the one that really worries us. Volvo saw its sales fall more than 11%, with the award-winning XC90 plummeting 45% and the brand new S90 not getting any traction. When your newest products start tanking, that's really a bad sign. FCA saw its sales drop 10%, but the company says that's got more to do with greatly cutting back on fleet sales. Toyota also had a weak month, largely due to a 20% drop at Lexus. Every single model in the Lexus line was down. All in all, it was not a great month, but as we said, the market is stronger than it looks at first glance. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yan Feng, experience in motion.
Italian design house teams up with Chinese company to produce luxury car powered by microturbine technology. This may sound like a rerun of a story we did in November of last year, but we assure you it's not. Pininfarina announced a $68 million deal to join forces with Chinese company Hybrid Kinetic Group. Hybrid Kinetic is currently a supplier of electric motors and batteries and also makes its own electric buses. The two will produce the H600 electric sedan, which was designed by Pininfarina and also uses a microturbine electric generator as a range extender. On top of styling, the Italian design house will help in the development efforts, engineering, and validation of the sedan. Look for the H600 to make its full debut in Geneva. You know, automakers aren't just putting advanced technology into the vehicles you and I can buy. They're also using it on the factory floor. We've shown you how BMW is using smart devices like gloves with barcode readers, but the automaker is expanding in many other ways as well. It started using collaborative robotics in 2013 to aid workers in repetitive tasks that may require heavy lifting. Today, BMW has over 40 of these robots, with another 20 or so coming by the end of the year. Another aid for workers is upper and lower body exoskeletons. They can be used to give a worker's arms greater strength or act as a chair-like support. BMW is also using augmented reality for concept validation, checking for maintenance on certain systems, and tool inspection. A virtual specification can be overlaid on a particular part to see if it meets requirements. BMW is currently selling all this as a way to improve the work environment at its facilities, which there's no doubt it does do. But as some have pointed out in the past, things like collaborative robotics could replace their human counterparts. And hey, don't forget about tuning in to Autoline After Hours this afternoon. John and Gary welcome in colleagues Alyssa Priddle from Motor Trend and Stephanie Brindley from IHS Automotive for a reporter roundtable of all the juicy news for the week. If you got any questions for the panel, send them to viewermail at autoline.tv or look for us on Twitter. Then tune at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best discussion in the business. And coming up next, Dodge reveals more details about the Demon and new cars making their debut in Geneva.
Yin Feng, Automotive Interiors, transforms how people experience vehicle interiors by creating the next living space where look, feel, and function are seamlessly integrated. To open the door to tomorrow's vehicle interiors, visit Yin Feng Automotive Interiors at YFAI.com.
We've been showing you all those teaser videos that Dodge is rolling out for the new Demon, which is a street-legal drag car. No doubt you're all fairly familiar with the Hellcat. Well, the Demon has some significant upgrades. The prop shaft was beefed up with high-strength steel. It's 20% thicker, and the stub shafts are heat-treated. All told, the prop shafts can handle 15% more torque. The diff housing is made out of heat-treated A383 aluminum, and the gears are shot peen to make them stronger. The half shafts have a bigger diameter, as well as 41 splines and 8 ball joints that improve torque capacity. At the same time, they operate at 86 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than the setup in the Hellcat. Well, the Geneva Auto Show kicks off next week, and that means automakers are giving us a taste of what we'll see at the show. Here's the Hyundai i30 wagon. All we can do is show you the picture, because Hyundai didn't reveal any other details. It's also going to show off a fuel cell concept car, but it didn't even release a picture of it. Porsche has a new wagon-like version of the Panamera called the Sport Turismo. It's different from the B-pillar back. One interesting feature is an adaptive extending roof spoiler. It's set at 3 different angles depending on the situation to reduce drag and optimize fuel economy. It hits the European market in October, with other markets to follow after that. Mercedes revealed the convertible version of the E-Class. The new model is larger and is powered by a 3-liter V6 twin turbo mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. And for the first time, the Cabriolet is available with permanent all-wheel drive. Goes on sale in the U.S. at the end of the year. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.